Chapter 19. The White Tent. You are about to awake when you dream that you are dreaming. During the next 2 days, James Bond was permanently in this state without regaining consciousness. He watched the procession of his dreams go by without any effort to disturb their sequence, although many of them were terrifying and all were painful. He knew that he was in a bed, and that he was lying on his back, and could not move, and in one of his twilight moments he thought there were people round him, but he made no effort to open his eyes and re-enter the world. He felt safer in the darkness, and he hugged it to him. On the morning of the third day, a bloody nightmare shook him awake, trembling and sweating. There was a hand on his forehead, which he associated with his dream. He tried to lift an arm and smash it sideways into the owner of the hand, but his arms were immovable, secured to the sides of his bed. His whole body was strapped down, and something like a large white coffin covered him from chest to feet, and obscured his view of the end of the bed. He shouted a string of obscenities, but the effort took all his strength, and the words tailed off into a sob. Tears of forlornness and self-pity welled out of his eyes. A woman's voice was speaking, and the words gradually penetrated to him. It seemed to be a kind voice, and it slowly came to him that he was being comforted, and that this was a friend, and not an enemy. He could hardly believe it. He had been so certain that he was still a captive, and that the torture was about to begin again. He felt his face being softly wiped with a cool cloth, which smelt of lavender, and then he sank back into his dreams. When he awoke again some hours later, all his terrors had gone, and he felt warm and languorous. Sun was streaming into the bright room, and garden sounds came through the window. In the background there was the noise of small waves on a beach. As he moved his head he heard a rustle, and a nurse who had been sitting beside his pillow rose and came into his line of vision. She was pretty, and she smiled as she put her hand on his pulse.
"Well, I'm certainly glad you've woken up at last. I've never heard such dreadful language in my life."
Bond smiled back at her. "Where am I?" he asked, and was surprised that his voice sounded firm and clear.
"You're in a nursing home at Royale, and I've been sent over from England to look after you. There are two of us, and I'm Nurse Gibson. Now just lie quiet, and I'll go and tell the doctor you're awake. You've been unconscious since they brought you in, and we've been quite worried."
Bond closed his eyes and mentally explored his body. The worst pain was in his wrists and ankles and in his right hand where the Russian had cut him. In the centre of the body there was no feeling. He assumed that he had been given a local anaesthetic. The rest of his body ached dully as if he had been beaten all over. He could feel the pressure of bandages everywhere, and his unshaven neck and chin prickled against the sheets. From the feel of the bristles he knew that he must have been at least 3 days without shaving. That meant 2 days since the morning of the torture.